All right, this isn't going to be a second sermon, don't worry. All right, Keith asked me just to share my heart. I am going to read some scripture. If you might be near Timothy still, I'm going to be in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Just going to read the first chapter, make some passing comments, pray, and I think we sing again, or will that end the sermon?
Yeah, we'll
sing. Okay, and then we'll sing after that. But 1 Timothy 1. So I thought that was appropriate. Keith talked about the charge or the words of Paul in Ephesus. And 1 Timothy 1, Paul leaves Timothy in Ephesus. I'm just going to read the first chapter. 1 Timothy 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus, so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies which promote speculations, rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law, without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, pointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who are to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may not learn to blaspheme. Well, yesterday I drove my brother David back, most of y'all, some of y'all got to meet him, drove him back to Dallas. I've only driven from the Dallas to Wichita Falls areas three times, once on a trip from Dallas to Colorado when we lived here before, and then when I flew here a few weeks ago to look at houses was the second time, and then last night. So I stopped on the way back in Decatur, little Subway, got a little sandwich, kept going. As I was going, I was jotting little notes about what I wanted to say this morning. And then I looked up and I saw the sign at Warrica. I'm like, that's weird. And it didn't have Wichita Falls on the address, or no, the mileage. And then I was like, huh. Then I was driving along some more and I saw Bowie High School and it was really big. And I all of a sudden I thought, I think I'm driving the wrong way. I think I must have missed my turn. I've never heard of this Warrica and this high school. How could that high school that big be out here? So I like had this panic. I was like, I'm going to end up somewhere in the middle of Oklahoma. I have to call Sarah and then like take a sharp left, go west, and get home like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I was supposed to get home way before that. I was like, oh, I just got to keep going. We'll see what the next sign says. And then finally, whew, the next sign said Wichita Falls something miles. I was like, whew, I thought I was off the path. I thought I was way off going the wrong direction. And I use that little story because in some ways, Wichita Falls Baptist Church has a new person at the helm. And you may go, Warrica, where's this guy leading us? So where's my heart? And so I'm a pastor, so I alliterated. My first thing I want to say is I'm extremely thankful. You know, I'm thankful to God who richly provided some housing. As of Monday morning, we didn't know where we were going to stay. At least we didn't have anything confirmed. So God provided for all the paperwork and everything to go through. I'm thankful to God for your help in unloading. So many people came. Many hands make light work. And I appreciate those who came and those of you who couldn't come. I appreciate your prayers and the other ways you provided for us, whether that be gifts that the church has given us of food and cards, of prayers, and so many things that you've done. Also, thanks to the children who came, played with our kids. They liked that a lot the other night. Maybe they may have upset you, I don't know. But they were thankful for your help. So second, I'm excited for this calling. You know, verse 5 of chapter 1 is a verse that often helps me. It says, "The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." So as the plain of Wichita Falls Baptist keeps going forward, what's the direction? Well, it's there in verse 5. Love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. So that's my goal, that in my preaching and teaching, it'll point you and me to more faithfully love God, more faithfully love one another in this community, and then more faithfully love the world around us. That's the aim of my charge. You know, our church says it. We want to exalt God, evangelize the world, and edify one another. Just another way of saying the same truth. Third, I'm eager for your prayers. If you notice in verse 15, Paul says, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost." You know, it's interesting. Paul didn't say, "of whom I was the foremost." Like, you know, back in the past, I was a big sinner, but now that I'm an apostle and I was saved on the Damascus Road, now I'm a perfect saint. And then as you read in this chapter, in verses 19 and 20, he warns of two men who presumably were leaders in the church who made shipwreck of their faith. And so I'm eager for your prayers because I am, not just was, I am a sinner just like you. I can make bad decisions. I can have all kinds of false and wrong motives. I can pursue doctrines and theological truths that don't align with God's word. Now, just to be clear, I don't intend to do any of that. But there's a war inside of me, the flesh and the spirit, raging war that Romans 7 talks about, that's inside each of you. And so I covet your prayers that, as Keith exhorted me, that I would be a man who loves God, that every day I'm growing in my walk with him, that I'm a man who's faithful to Scripture, that's what I use to teach, that I wouldn't make shipwreck of my faith. So I'm eager for your prayers. And then lastly, the fourth E, that we would exalt God. That is my concern. Verse 17 says, "To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." So you're thinking, Warrika? Where is Jeremy leading us? Well, my goal is that we would love one another, that we would love God, that we would love the world, that we would exalt God, that all that we do would bring praise and honor to him. So if we're going along and you think, I don't know about this, then I'd say, please talk to me. Sarah and I are pretty open. You might say, well, good. Come talk to me. Say, is what you're saying in line with God's word? And that will be our standard. Not what does Pastor Jeremy say? Not what does Keith Pond say? What does God's word say? And is what we're doing faithful to his word, encouraging us to love him, one another, and the lost? And is it causing us to exalt God's name? That is my heart. And hopefully God will bless this church with many years of faithful service to him and to one another. Let me pray, and then we'll conclude our service with a song.